Hey folks, this is David Shore for Crops and Child Protective Services. Another update. It appears that if all my information is correct and you, my faithful listeners and people that are also listen, just clicking on my video, my podcast. Now it appears that we're not laid off, we're not let go, we're actually, believe it or not, in a limbo. But the drivers have turned everything in. Drivers have looked for work elsewhere. Systems Transport, a subsidiary of Trans Systems Incorporated. They just filled all their positions. I was told when I said, is it like drivers from Yellow, YRC, Holland, you know, drivers that were laid off, supposedly. My recruiter said yes. So drivers weren't waiting around. They got themselves work. Now, I know there are people saying, well, you know, Yellow can pull this out. They've got investors. What the investors will probably want to do is they may acquire the properties, the way I understand it. Then, if they don't want the equipment that's there, they may decide to sell the equipment there and just start off new. I don't know. I was informed by the union steward where I worked at that a letter is coming. It was sent out this week as far as what's going on, as far as drivers who have money owed them, as far as paid time off, sick days, personal days, vacations, things like that, that were in the contract. This is also the issue. They are still technically under the contract. Now, the contract doesn't stop until March. So it is now August 4th. And if we count months, then September, October, November, December, January, February. So 7 months. That is 7 months of pay. Now, I don't know if they can actually, the union or even the individual can sue for a breach of contract and have them pay what would have been the salaries of each driver, a breach of contract. Now, if that is the case, and we're going by my salary. Now, my salary, if I just stayed with this. Okay, and then we multiply this times, let's say, okay, sorry. Let's say 3 months. Okay. That's it. I would be making about $16,146. Then if we add the other 4 months, okay, well, if we just go by, oh, sorry, folks. Well, basically, it would be a lot. Okay, they would be on the hook for close to $40,000 just for me, if they're going by my salary. They would go only by what the driver, in my opinion, what the driver would have made if he stayed where he was at with the company. That is my opinion, it is nobody else's. So if that's the case, a lot of drivers would be collecting a good hefty paycheck. I would be the lowest, around $40,000. Others would make more. And so, if they do all that and they say, okay, March 31st, or March 1st, let's say, March 1st, the drivers would receive, let's say, anywhere from $40,000 to $90,000. That's per driver. And that would be considered the breach of contract. Now, what happens after that? I don't know. I do not know what is actually going to happen. Until I get the letter, I can't tell you. I could speculate anything. I could say, hey, I'm could get a year's severance. That would be $80,000. I could make up anything. Would it be true? No. Because there's nothing for me to actually substantiate that. But I did say, and I'm going to pull something up on my other phone. Yes, I have two phones. And it's like, oh, wow, a truck driver with two phones. Is he a drug dealer? And you probably heard that. It's like, oh, he must be a drug dealer. You hear that when guys have two phones, oh, they got to be this, they got to be that. And the truth is, maybe drivers are just, they just want to have two phones. One to contact their families and then the other one for everything else. Okay, now I'm going to play this for you and hopefully you can hear it. This is from WSBT. This is from Wednesday this past week.
A worker just laid off told me the closure came without any warning, and it all comes from the major depth overload Yellow was facing.
The workers have to come first. They have families.
Nearly 30,000 are left without a job after Yellow Trucking Company abruptly announcing they will be filing for bankruptcy Monday.
I've gotten no warning, no phone call, or anything.
The shutdown comes after Yellow failed to reorganize and refinance the roughly $1.5 billion of debt it had, a large portion of which came from the $700 million pandemic-era government loan provided in 2020 under the Trump administration in exchange for a hefty 30% stake in the company.
And now the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for that $700
million. The $729 million it now owes the federal government is due in 2024. Yellow has repaid only $230 million of the principal it owed, in addition to $54 million in interest payments. The shutdown also comes in the middle of its ongoing and costly conflicts with its employees. Last week, the company declined to contribute to its employees' pension and health insurance plans, nearly promoting a strike.
And that's what upsets me. When one party says we're willing to work, and the other party says, no, 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 we gave you what we wanted. What kind of negotiation is that then?
Shore says the company closing so abruptly has left many concerned with being able to pay their bills.
How is the driver going to, that just started, let's say 6 months or a year ago, and he has to come home and has to tell his spouse and his kids he just lost his job?
I did reach out to Yellow Trucking, but they have yet to respond or provide a statement. Reporting in South Bend, Tiana Baxter, WSBT 22 News.
That was me. And the part that says about where one party wants to negotiate while the other party says, no, 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 this is what we've given you. That was Yellow Corp saying, look, we've already presented the $11 an hour. Take it or leave it. You remember, and I'm going to remind you, on April 24th of this year, they stated that all negotiations, the Teamsters said that Yellow canceled the negotiation for that day, and they canceled all future negotiations. They were not going to negotiate anymore. Then 2 days later, they came back, April 26th, and they said that Yellow was willing to negotiate. Yellow Corp says they want to negotiate. The Teamsters have always wanted to negotiate. So for those of you that want to blame the Teamsters, get your information from both sides, not just from the media that hacked up my interview. But the part of the families, I mean, how would you like it that you just lost your job at, let's say, Holland, where I'm at, where I was at? Now, you heard it's going to happen, then all of a sudden, it actually does happen. You have to tell your significant other and your children, mommy or daddy, whichever case may be, just lost his or her job. And the children want to go to McDonald's. How do you tell your child, we can't afford to go to McDonald's? Gotta get another job. That's what I'm getting at. You know, these Just Stop Oil fanatics, and they throw the children in there. If you're one of those, you're not going to like what I'm about ready to say, but what's your solution? Just stop drilling? Okay. Then strip all your clothes off, because a lot of the clothes are oil-based. The materials use oil in them at some point or another. Why do you think they're so flammable? Your shoes, don't wear them. They have oil in them too. Oh, while you're at it, the plastics, get rid of the plastics. I worked in plastics, and anyone who listening has worked in plastics knows oil is used also there. And for those of you like in the UK and even the United States, oh, well, we got X amount of years, more than enough. Not when you have an oil-based vehicle that uses gasoline. Switching over, not everybody can do that. Especially truck drivers. Truck drivers really, for the most part, who I've talked to, says they do not want these electric trucks. I've seen 2 or 3 of them that have caught fire because of the batteries. So that's a problem. But getting back to this, Yellow, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping that I at least get 2 months of severance, because they didn't give us 60 days. And saying unforeseen circumstances, they already knew what was happening 2 to 3 months ago. So they can't state unforeseen circumstances. So that's where we're at right now, folks. We're in limbo. We're not let go. We're not laid off, because we do not have the official word, but I moved on. There's a lot of drivers that moved on. So, either way, Yellow Corp is done. There's an old saying, and maybe some of you have even heard it. Stick a fork in them, they're done. They're done like a Thanksgiving turkey. They may come back, but they won't be the same, and the customers definitely won't be coming back to them. So, folks, that's the update. I know it may not have been what you wanted to hear, but on a brighter note, at least I got new work. And I'll say this, I'm going to give them an opportunity, just like I gave this company. Yeah, sure, there's going to be people that's going to upset me, but what company doesn't? How many of you have a job and do you get along with all your coworkers? So, the other bad part is, the only bad part of this job is that they have cameras that face inward and outward. But hey, as long as they can see what I'm doing, and also that goes for my safety bonus, because I get a safety bonus. They say every month. Hey, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I don't think there'll be a problem. And I think this is a good example for kids to see. Sometimes you just be a little bit more observant of what the company is doing. Do your job. But also be observant if things start, you start noticing little things and you start hearing little rumblings. Pay attention to the rumblings. Because chances are, if they say, hey, guess what? Someone hears a rumor, just a rumor that the company's going to close. Start digging for information. Check everywhere. If you're in a union shop, check your union store. If not, check with your supervisor. Check with the news. See if they've heard anything. Check with other workers. See if they've heard anything. But keep doing your job. Because if you stay like I did until the very end, until they, you have to hand those keys and stuff in, you stay there, people will appreciate you. Because if you do that, they're going to, maybe if they come back, they're going to call me, and I'm going to tell them, look, I've got a better life here. I maybe have them go out 2 weeks at a shot, but you know something? At least I know my wheels will keep rolling. I don't know about y'all. Now, if you're going to ask me about Holland, they didn't do me dirty in any way, shape, or form. Jeff, the terminal manager, was the real good guy. Jeff, the guy that interviewed me, he asked me, says, Dave, how long are you going to stay here? As I told you, folks, I jumped jobs. And I said, I'm going to stay here until I retire at 20 or until they close the doors. And as you can see, they closed the doors. But you know something? These people, if I ever had a problem, I went to my union steward, Jeff Manafort. He's a good person. If he's looking for work, anyone listening, you would be a fool not to hire this man. And if he's retired, I hope he enjoys his retirement, goes out fishing, or whatever he wants to do. I can't see Jeff. If you're listening, Jeff, I can't see you picking up a set of clubs, but you might. So, folks, that's pretty much long and short. As for those that caused this, I say I leave it to God. Leave it to karma. And you know about karma. Karma is a bitch. Because it'll hit the person physically, mentally, and emotionally. But you know something? I don't know if I've said it here, but I think all the higher-ups at Yellow Corp that caused this, I hope each and every one of them, if they decide to escape to the Cayman Islands, and I hope they're listening, I hope that they get over there and they try taking money out and they only have $1,200 out of all those millions. That somebody decided to help themselves to that money. That'd be a big bite in the ass. This is David Shore for Corrupt Chef Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And remember, without trucks, America stops.